In this bulletin, more suicide attempts by refugees on Manus Island. New Zealand announces it's withdrawing all troops from Iraq by June 2020. And in football, the Matildas prepare for their second game in the Women's World Cup. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. A refugee on Manus Island has set himself on fire, marking the latest in a rapidly rising number of suicide and self-harm attempts. Sources on the island say the man set himself on fire in the East Lerengau camp, but was quickly extinguished and taken to hospital for treatment. The incident comes just a week after another male refugee attempted suicide and another self-harmed. Fellow refugee Benham Sattar says many on the island cannot stop thinking of death and feel there's no reason for them to go on. He says since the federal election results, there have been more than 70 suicide or self-harm incidents by about 50 asylum seekers and refugees on Manus Island. Listeners seeking support can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced her country will be withdrawing all of its troops from Iraq by June next year. The withdrawal will end a joint mission with Australia, which started in 2015, to help train Iraqi defence forces to fight Islamic State militants. New Zealand currently has 95 soldiers in Iraq, but Ms. Ardern plans to reduce the number to 75 by July, before removing all troops in staged withdrawals by 2020. Ms. Ardern says the withdrawal period will give New Zealand's troops enough time to fully meet their commitments.
This wind down allows the training mission to be completed fully, with resources being withdrawn as soon as is practical. To date, the joint mission has trained over 44,000 members of the Iraqi security forces. This deployment has been complemented by development and humanitarian assistance. While New Zealand will conclude its Iraq training mission, we will contribute to the rebuild by increasing our stabilisation funding contribution.
New Zealand's Defence Minister Ron Mark has told reporters the decision to remove troops was not unilateral. He says Australian defence personnel are also likely to withdraw from Iraq.
Now, it's not just New Zealand that's downsizing here. We took a role of about a third, two-thirds contribution in partnership with Australia. This reduces down to three-quarters a quarter, and we will be downsizing alongside of them, working with them, not just walking away from the mission. I think it's a carefully planned exit strategy, and it's one in which all partners and everybody supports.
There are currently around 300 Australian troops at the Iraqi training camp. The Australian government is yet to formally announce whether it will be removing them. An Indian court has sentenced to life imprisonment three men found guilty of the rape and murder of an 8-year-old girl in Jammu and Kashmir state. Three others were given 5 years in jail for destruction of evidence. The body of the girl belonging to a Muslim nomadic community was found with injury marks in a forest near Kathua City in January 2018. The prosecution said she'd been held captive in a temple in the Kathua region for over 4 days, sedated, repeatedly raped, battered, and strangled to death. The Supreme Court shifted the trial away from the region to ensure the safety of witnesses and a fair trial. Radical Hindu groups had demanded the release of the accused, and lawyers in Kathua tried to prevent the framing of charges against them. There has been growing scrutiny towards sexual violence in India since the 2012 gang rape and murder of a student on a Delhi bus sparked massive outrage and international condemnation. To sport and in football, Matildas midfielder Elise Kelland-Knight has declared herself fit and ready to start in Friday morning's World Cup clash with Brazil. The Brazil game is a crucial match for Australia after its 2-1 loss to Italy in its first group clash. Kelland-Knight carried a hamstring injury into the Matildas pre-tournament training camp and suffered a calf issue against the Italians, which restricted her to just 10 minutes in the game. In another boost for the Australians, Mary Fowler will resume full training as the 16-year-old bids to make a World Cup debut against Brazil. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible morning storm, 16. Adelaide, mostly sunny, late rain, 21. Melbourne, sunny, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, cloud clearing, 16 degrees. Wollongong, sunny, 21. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, also sunny, 23. Brisbane, similar conditions, 25. Cairns, a possible shower, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 32. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer.